Welcome to what I think everybody will agree is a gorgeous, world-class Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. And thank you all for coming here today. I'm Larry Michael with the Redskins, and we appreciate everybody coming in. We're going to give you an exclusive preview of this beautiful facility. In a few moments, we're going to ask you to hold your questions of our speakers, because after we go downstairs, after our tour down to the second floor, we're going to have media opportunities, Q&As downstairs. So no Q&A up here, but downstairs we will. And be careful going down the steps, especially with the cameras. You don't want to fall. And outside, when we do go outside, we want you to please respect that these fields are brand new. Please stay off the fields. They just got put in last week. And so to get this started, I want to introduce a man who's been just instrumental. He's been a driving force behind this project. He is one of the greatest guys I've ever met, and coming to Richmond, Virginia to know that he is here, and he has helped orchestrate what is a fantastic training camp facility for the Redskins, makes us proud to call him the mayor of Richmond. Mr. Dwight Jones, come on up, please, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thanks so much, and what a beautiful day, and what an amazing facility. I was here earlier today, and I am absolutely pleased with what we're going to show you today. 7 months ago, we had the opportunity to announce a development and jobs proposal for the city of Richmond. It was going to be a multi-site proposal, and this announcement was occasioned by our opportunity to host the Washington Redskins summer training camp for 8 years, and it was predicated on our being able to deliver a training camp site. Well, I want to make this announcement very loud and clear. Today, we are here to show that we are delivering on that promise, and that the project is on schedule and on time. And anybody who had any doubts about that, we want you to know that the proof is in the pudding, and we are here, and we will have this facility ready for a grand opening in July. So that's a major accomplishment, a major announcement, and we're extremely proud and we're extremely happy about that today. Now, we could not have been here today without the help of a lot of people who have worked extremely hard to make this day possible. And so let me just take a moment to express my appreciation to the citizens of Richmond, first of all, who had the capacity to entertain the value in this project and to see the vision. And so we want to thank them for standing with us in this endeavor. We also want to recognize the participation of the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Governor Bob McDonnell, who has stood with us in this project as well. We certainly want to let you know that we appreciate Bon Secours for stepping up to secure this world-class opportunity, and we're very proud that this facility is going to be known as the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. So, Peter Bernard, thank you so much for all you have done and for your organization, and we know that you're proud that your name will, the organization's name will be on this facility. Also, Jay Hugo and 3 North and Drew Gould and Timmons, the EDA, and Rich Johnson. Is Rich here? Rich Johnson from the EDA. He has done so much to bring this project in today, and we want to thank them so much. And perhaps the one of the most important people that I want to express appreciation to is Horrigan Construction, our builder. A lot of people said this couldn't be done, but on time, on schedule, Horrigan has done a tremendous job, and we really want to express our appreciation to them. And I know they're here, and I don't see anybody in front of me but press, but folks who can clap, if you'd clap for them, I'd appreciate giving them a round of applause, because they have done a wonderful job. Several other companies, Minority Business Enterprises, have done a wonderful job. And so this is a great day for us, and we look forward to the other speakers who are going to come. At this time, I want to bring up Mark Horrigan and Jake Hugo, and they're going to give us a construction update. Mark and Jay.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mark Horrigan with Horrigan Construction, and we're very pleased to have all of you here on site today Great to see all those hard hats out there. Let me give you just a couple of quick updates on the project, if I could, and I want Jay to talk about a few other aspects. You know, 18 weeks ago, we broke ground on this project. And as the mayor said, a lot of people questioned whether it could be done. I'm very pleased to tell you that we are absolutely on schedule, and June 30 completion date is well within our grasp. And so we're very pleased with that. And as the mayor pointed out, it takes a lot of teamwork. I will tell you, we have a phenomenal team on site led by Bob and Ben Boatwright, who have managed the field operations here, working tirelessly, and a great many subcontractors who have worked hand in hand with us, along with our design partners, Jay Hugo and his team, and as the mayor pointed out, all the other stakeholders who are involved. It is that kind of teamwork that I think makes a project like this and at this speed a success. And so I think it's very much in keeping that teamwork, and the Redskins in this project are all coming together at a great time. We have some updates on the construction progress, but just quickly, the sod was completed last week. Parking lot work has a little bit of work to be done, but we will begin paving that on June 1. Finishes, you'll see when we go downstairs, are moving along very nicely, and we'll walk you around downstairs and give you some more details on that. And I'll be happy to answer questions about the progress of the site downstairs. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm Jay Hugo. I'm the architect with Three North Architects, alongside a whole host of other folks on my team and the rest of the design team. But this project has been a rare opportunity for us, and I feel like in many ways it's unusual when a project has the City of Richmond, the City's Economic Development Authority, Bonza Corps, the Redskins, and the Commonwealth of Virginia all as important stakeholders on the project, and failure was not an option. We're mighty happy that things are as far along as they are. We did a lot of research on the beginning of this project to evaluate all 32 NFL camps, and we're really confident that this camp is unique among them. It's unique in its flexibility as far as year-round use. It's unique as far as its integration with the setting and its synergy with some of the other functions around this site. And it's really unique in its ability to reach out to the community and improve things in this part of the Broad and Boulevard area and for the city as a whole. One last thing I wanted to acknowledge is I think as the building has sort of begun to get fleshed out, and as you see some of the site features coming into play, the park, the amphitheater, the practice fields themselves, some of the fan viewing areas, it becomes all the more clear what an incredible site was chosen for this project. I just wanted to thank Mayor Jones and Mike Frazier and the rest of the site selection committee that were hard at it earlier last summer to select this site among 12 sites, and I don't think the site could be any better anywhere, and we're really proud to be a part of it. And one thing before we talk about other questions later down the road, I've had a lot of questions about this bald spot to the right-hand side behind the training center over here on the right, and the site has been designed for a future indoor practice facility, and we're hoping at some point that additional structure will come online, but that is a pad that in the near term will be additional turf, additional fan viewing area, and additional places for the media. So thank you very much.
Okay, I just became the master of ceremonies. At this time, I'm going to bring up Peter Bernard from Bonza Corps.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and it's a real honor to work with you and the city and the public-private relationship with Bonza Corps Health System has done not only a lot for bringing this particular entity to fruition, but also energies and efforts that we're doing on the East End for the poor and the underserved in the Churchill neighborhood. And with that, I'm proud to say that we're part of a program also called Movin' Mania, which is addressing a national problem, and that's childhood obesity. And with the mayor's cooperation and his staff, we're now in more than 200 classrooms within the city of Richmond school system. And Mark and Jay, congratulations again on the speed in which you've been able to put this together. Mark was mentioning to me earlier if somebody knew of an anti-rain dance, and being part of a faith-based organization, I thought it'd be better just to call the sisters and could help with that maybe. But again, I know that a lot of work that needs to be done between now and July 1st, and with the program kicking off for its three-week training session starting July 25th. I might note that not as it's only a state-of-the-art facility, but what a spectacular view. And the Bonscore system is going to be taking 5,000 square feet on this level and bringing yet another activity to this neighborhood with four or five primary care physicians in a clinic that will be on this floor. And then we have our sports medicine program that will be here for this year-round facility for the other 49 weeks of the year. So you'll have the 3 weeks of the training camp at the Redskins here, and the corporate commitment by the Redskins organization has been tremendous, and have already made such a statement of being a great corporate citizen. Our sports medicine facility downstairs will not only be focusing on fitness and wellness for the community and men's health, but we'll also be bringing in a number of orthopedic specialists, physical therapists, and continuing the development of additional programmatic activities. So, again, we're just real honored and proud the sizzle that this has brought to the community, the tens of thousands of Redskins fans that will really get the excitement and the enjoyment of what we put in place here. And we're going to be here year-round and optimize not only the components of programs that I mentioned, but also a number of educational activities around wellness and health and how our organization will give every effort to try to give back to the community. So, again, thank you for all your support. It's just been a real honor to work with the Redskins organization and also the city. And with that, it's a privilege for me to introduce Bruce Allen, the general manager of the Washington Redskins. Bruce.
Welcome. We are thrilled to be a part of this first-class facility. We want to thank every individual and every business that's helped this state-of-the-art football facility be built. You know, when you're sitting here, you can't help but think of that movie line, build it and they will come. Well, when the governor and the mayor first brought this up to us 7-8 months ago, we said, let's see what we can do. And sure enough, we are building the field of dreams for our players and this community. At the University of Richmond, I learned one lesson in real estate in the business school. And the maxim they said was location, location, location. For what we want to accomplish, being next to the Science Museum of Virginia and the Children's Museum of Richmond is a perfect location. Because collectively we have three objectives. One, we want to positively affect one child's life every practice. We want to have great growth and stimulate the economy locally, and we want to prepare our team for a winning season. I want to thank everybody, and yes, the Redskins will be coming to our field of dreams. Thank you.
A project of this magnitude, this speed, always has challenges. This project was released and funded in the very latter part of last year. So Jay and his team got to work on design immediately. And I will tell you, we worked hand-in-hand with Jay to get this project going. But the other partners we needed in the deal with the state and the city to approve those permits and get this thing rolling, and they did. And we were able to break ground on January 9th on this project. So it got off the ground very, very quickly. Starting a job in January, weather and all the other things always create challenges, but we were able to work through those with our teams. And so always a few surprises, but nothing we couldn't handle. So thank you.
Paul Woody, Richmond Times-Dispatch, for the mayor and for Bruce Allen. You have an 8-year commitment agreement. Has the agreement been signed? Is it a one long 8-year agreement? Is it broken up into separate categories? And is there an exit clause at all in it? Pardon me? Is there an exit clause in it?
There are multiple agreements, and we're checking now to see the status at this time. the marketing agreement is signed. And is there an exit clause? There's a lease agreement that will be signed in the next couple of days.
What's the lease agreement? Is it for 8 years, for 1 year at a time, over 8 years?
It's
How's
eight
that
years.
Work?
It's 8 years. Who's talking?
Paul.
Over here.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah.
The good-looking guy in the hard hat.
Yeah, right, okay. 8 years.
And is there any type of exit clause in case Coach Shanahan doesn't want to come here 8 years in a row?
No.
There's no. There is none.
Bruce, if I could ask a football question as OTA starts today. Is this the most stable that your roster has been, with the exception of possibly Brian Arakpo and RG3? Is this the most stable that your roster has been in some time at this point of the season? Because you have almost all your draft picks in camp. Everybody's set to go, and you're pretty much set with your roster.
Well, this free agency, we accomplished something that we didn't think we were going to be able to, but with the cooperation of the players, we did, in that we have our entire team coming back, except for Lorenzo Alexander, who signed with the Arizona Cardinals. So bringing that type of stability, adding the draft and a half a dozen free agents, it does give us some stability. Now, we have to get a lot of guys still healthy, and that's what the offseason's for, but it's a good feeling knowing that 80% of your team knows the offense, the defense, and the special teams that we'll be running.
Is there an update on Brian's situation?
Brian's doing extremely well and is participating in the OTAs today.
Hi there. Peggy Fox, WUSA 9. How are you? I'd like to ask, first of all, what do you have to say to the fans in the Washington area who are grumbling about the drive to come to Richmond? That, and also, the governor's under a lot of scrutiny of late for gifts he's received. Of course, the Redskins gave him $19,000 in tickets last year. If you could tell us why you gave him such a nice gift.
I'll take that one there. First of all, our fans in Washington have had the Redskins go away for training camp for a number of years. The team went to Occidental College in Los Angeles for 2 decades and spent about 3 decades up in Pennsylvania. This is something we want to accomplish, to get away from Redskin Park in order for the team to build that camaraderie and that special flavor you only can have when you're all focusing on one objective. As far as the governor, it's a common practice of the Redskins. It doesn't matter who the next governor is, he'll be offered a suite. The governor of Maryland gets a suite for every game. Prince George's County gets a suite for every game. I think that goes with the area we live in, and there's a lot of elected officials come to every event that we have at FedEx Field.
New facility, completely new city. This is sort of for the mayor, maybe for the Redskins. You have arguably the most marketable, the most popular football player on the face of this earth coming here. How do you manage crowd and traffic control in this particular situation? Not sure there's going to be just a regular Redskins training camp.
Well, we're in the process of making plans now to accommodate parking, to make sure that we have the hotels that are available for people who want to stay. And we're hoping that you're absolutely right and that as many people will come as possible, because we look at this as a tourism opportunity.
How do you keep it from affecting the business and some of the people that are up on
our businesses are extremely excited and looking for ways that they can participate and partner and collaborate with this wonderful opportunity that they're going to have, because they see it as an opportunity to boost their brand and to boost their business during the summer months. And they're looking for ways to get people to come to their restaurants. They're looking for ways to get people to buy their wares, and we're looking for ways to facilitate that.
Yeah. Rob Witham, Hanover Herald Progress. As a piggyback to that question,
almost all of the discussion economically has been about for the city of Richmond, but what about for the also outlying areas, Hanover, Henrico, Chesterfield? And this question is for any of you. What can people there expect in terms of restaurants, in terms of hotels? What type of activity are they going to see? Are they going to see an overflow? Is this going to be much like what we see two times a year when NASCAR comes to town?
It's certainly going to be an overflow. People will find their way to the outlying areas and to outlying restaurants, outlying hotels. There are 17,000 rooms in the metropolitan area. And so, you know, people will find themselves in various places throughout the region. We're hoping that the city will be impacted in a huge way, but we certainly want our regional neighbors also to feel some of the effects of it.
I have a question for Peter.
I want to add to that. One of the great things about this location, when the governor and the mayor worked on this site, is our friends in Norfolk feel it's more accessible to come here. Our fans in North Carolina feel coming to Richmond's much more accessible. So it's the entire region that is going to have the benefit of a new location for us for training camp.
Peter, obviously the Redskins are center stage for 4 weeks. Can you talk about how excited, though, you are for the other 48 weeks of the year for Bon Secours to be in charge of this facility?
Be happy to. Before I answer that question, likewise, we've been working with local Rotary Clubs, Chamber of Commerce's, Aquinas, you name it. And so our leadership team has been giving presentations about our relationship with the Redskins and the city as well, and responding to a number of questions to do that in Chesterfield, Hanover, Henrico, et cetera. So we're really excited, and the warmth and the reception has been overwhelming. In terms of our effort here, you're now standing in the Bon Secours Washington Redskins training camp sports medicine component. So this will be our clinic on that other 49 weeks of the year compared to the 3 weeks that the Redskins team will be here. And again, focusing on community education, wellness, men's health, we'll have licensed physical therapists here, orthopedic surgeons, a number of specialists complementing physical medicine and rehabilitation as well. So we're really excited to bring that kind of a clinic along with a primary care clinic upstairs to this to meet a community need that's not necessarily present in this neighborhood. And we have that activity in Chesterfield presently at Watkins. That opened up May 1. And then last year, the old U-Crops store on the corner of Patterson and Gaskins has been a similar model. So this will be our third activity, meeting community needs.
Question for Bruce. You have such strong ties to Richmond. I guess, what does it mean to you personally to be able to bring the Redskins here now that you see it all becoming more of a reality every day?
Well, it's the Redskins coming here, but personally, obviously, this is a great city. And Mike Bragg and I have been telling the Redskins that it's the best college here, along with Tim Hightower, for a lot of years. But it's a proud moment, but it's because of what the city represents. And I'm really looking forward to watching the kids' faces when they're out at practice, because it's a special moment between a player and a fan that you only can have at a training camp.
Bruce, someone has to ask, so I'll ask. Can you give us an idea of what we can expect in terms of Robert Griffin III when training camp opens? Will he be behind center? Will he be in drills and rehabbing? What should we expect?
Well, Paul, you know, it's great to hear the building's on schedule and ahead of. And I've heard all those same phrases for our quarterback. It's too early to tell right now. He is doing everything that the doctors want him to do. He's a great worker, and I think that's why there's so much optimism that he'll be ready at the beginning. But it's really too premature to speculate on where his medical condition is until we give him a physical when training camp starts July 25th.